Robert Plank Show, episode 195. Rock, paper, simple. Create a marketing focused website in 7 easy steps with Joshua Adams. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Robert Plank Show, where we talk about building an online business and making money. Our guest today is Joshua Adams, and Josh sticks to what he knows best, and his talks revolve around web design for marketing, marketing strategies that work, and branding topics. And he comes from the angle of not only someone who is in the web design field, but he himself is an entrepreneur and a business owner who understands business owners and what it takes to run a business. We're going to talk today about the 7 steps to building a marketing-focused website. So Mr. Josh, how are things today?
Very good. Very good. We just onboarded a new team member. So that's always an exciting, exciting time.
New adventure, right?
Yes, it is. Getting them accustomed to the new culture and what our processes, our methodologies are. It's always a blast.
Cool. I mean, always some new frontier to be explored there. And so your company, your agency is called Rock Paper Simple. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you guys do and what makes you stand out?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our core business is the marketing-focused website. So while over the last few years we've evolved to include branding packages, branding identity, and digital marketing services, what really got our start and what people know us for is our marketing-focused website and our 7 steps to a marketing-focused website, that methodology that we use. And so when people come to us, they're typically saying, hey, we're tired of websites that don't work. We're tired of this process of putting up a quote-unquote brochure on the web, and it's just not doing anything for us. Can you help us? And that's really where we step in. So my background is 15 years now of web design and development, and then about, I'd say, 7 or 8 years now of marketing and branding background. And so I blend those two together. When I started Rock Paper Simple back in 2013, the concept was to take all the marketing and branding background and wrap that into a website offering that wasn't just a website. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we do. Again, we support that web platform with a lot of other things, but that's really our core business.
Cool, and I'm excited in the next few minutes to sort of unpack those steps into making a marketing-focused website. But just to make sure that we're sort of all on the same page, so you mentioned that that you know, like the old school way of thinking that seems kind of bland and boring is to have the website that's a brochure. And I mean, I don't know about you, Joshua, but like when I think about a brochure, I think, great, here's like something that doesn't say much, but also takes up a lot of space. I'm not really sure, you know, what I'm supposed to do with it. And maybe I'll read a little bit of stuff, but it'll be fluff. And so that's definitely what we don't want, right?
Exactly. And a lot of times, you know, you can see a brochure, you see a piece of direct mail. I always use this as an example when I speak in the colleges. I'll pull out a piece of direct mail and pass it around. And I say, you know, what does this do for you? Does this do anything for you? And the problem that is most of the time you see in the type of like direct mail or brochure, et cetera, is it has nothing. It's not speaking the language of the target demographic. It's not appealing to me. It's not appealing to my needs or my desires or my wants. It's telling me about this company. And truly, you know, I learned this at a young age. People really don't care who you are or what you know until they know that you either care about them or have value for them. And so it's one or the other typically. And if you can present either care, and that's typically in a friendship, a relationship space, or that you have value in a business world space, people all of a sudden care. They want to listen, right? They want to know what you know. But you can't start with, here's who I am. When I step into a room, I don't really start with, this is all about me. I try to build interest. I try to build value. When you and I first talked about what I should share today, I said, well, who are your people and how can I build value to them? I want them to be able to walk away with value. And when we come from that angle in marketing, we come from that angle in a website, your website will convert better, period.
Awesome. That's a good way of thinking about it. And it's helping me to sort of to reconcile, like it feels like the direction of the wind, I guess, or like the type of website I'm supposed to have. It feels like it changes every few years, and it feels like just yesterday everyone was supposed to have like a flash intro animation or like really heavy graphics, or at one point I was supposed to have like a big long direct response sales letter, which that part I could kind of relate to as far as the, you know, what's in it for me, or start with a problem that relates to someone. But on the one hand, that seemed like a lot of writing and a lot of wordiness, and I guess now more of the trend is more of a blend or of like a less is more on a web page. And so by you saying that, you know, it's all about either starting off with that you care or that you have value for them. Now it sort of makes me think, well, it doesn't really matter so much what the trend is. Like, I do need to see like what sort of website is popular and what I should have, but what's behind it, it sounds like, is this what's in it for me mindset, where no matter, you know, what year anyone's listening or what type of website we have these days, you have this what's in it for me, and so that way you can relate to someone who's on your webpage to solve a problem. At least that's what I'm hearing from you.
Absolutely. I coined a phrase called them-centric, and we use it in the company quite a bit. We'll ask, is that them-centric? Is that copy them-centric? Is that website them-centric? And what I mean by that is it's not about us. It's not about, when I say us, I mean it's not really even about my client. When we're building a website, that website is not about them. It's truly about them, right? Their client, who they're serving. And that's what I try to convey to that to our clients is, hey, this is about them, quote unquote. This is your target demographic. Your website needs to appeal to them. I don't care that your favorite color is blue. Your demographic is going to matter here. So if our colors of pink are going to appeal to that demographic, that's the color we're going to use. And so that's the conversation that we have. It is about, yes, it's about your brand, in the case that your website needs to be well branded, well thought through. It needs to convey who you are as a brand, but ultimately who you are as a brand needs to convey and connect with a specific audience. And you have to make sure the website does that.
And so, I mean, if someone was looking at their own website and if they needed to know, like, do I have a marketing focused website that, is them centric and has a brand and stuff like that? Or if I don't have a marketing focused website, like, how do I know if I have some of it or if I have all of it, if I have none of it, how can I tell?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, you know, there's a couple different angles to take from that. The first thing I do is I try to tell people is put yourself in the shoes of your customer, of your prospect. So try to envision, who are they? And a lot of times people don't do this. They don't have their brand together. But if you have your brand together, then go back to it. Look who your demographic is. Look who that avatar is. If you don't, then go back and start jotting down some notes. Who am I selling to? What period of life are they in? What are their fears? What are their concerns? What are their joys? What are those kind of things? So try to get in their head. Now try to be that person and look at your website. Read it. Does it convey to you? Does it push you away? Does it attract you? Does it speak to your concerns, your fears? Does it speak to the things that you're looking for? What we try to quickly do when we present on a website is get in with that benefit statement that's going to grab them. What if your website impressed visitors and incited them to take action? Boom, you're interested. You're awesome what you do. You deserve a website just as awesome. Boom, I'm trying to tap into my client base. I'm trying to tap into who I target. And, you know, our target audience happens to be those emerging businesses. They happen to be people kind of taking it to the next level. They're stepping up their game. And so we really, we quantify that kind of tongue in cheek with our target is people who are awesome what they do, right? And so we kind of quantify that. And so therefore you'll see things like that. You're awesome what you do. Boom, right? It's time the world knows. Those statements that we'll say for our branding services, our marketing services, et cetera. And so look at your website. Does it speak to their need? And then second, does it drive them deeper? Can they find what they need quickly? So for example, if you ever gone to a website and you go, okay, I think I'm where I need to be, but I don't know what to click next. There's 18,000 menu items. I don't know what to click on next, and you end up frustrated and leave. And so there's several areas there that they can look at. If we have a minute here shortly, I'll cruise through our seven steps that we apply. And then I tend to teach at some of the colleges and some of the entrepreneur events that I attend.
Yeah, please. Yeah, let's unpack the steps, because I think that this is going to be helpful for a lot of people who, you know, maybe they've heard they need a landing page or a sales letter, or maybe they even have those kinds of things set up, but they could easily be missing any of these things that you're talking about, right? Like, either there's not a clear objective on the page, or it's cluttered, or they're not speaking the right language. And so yeah, please, let's unpack the steps for someone to make a marketing focused website.
Perfect. I actually happen to have a worksheet here, a two-page worksheet that I use at speaking events. We're using it tomorrow at an event. If you'd like, I'd be happy to send this to you as a resource for your people. It kind of summarizes what I'm going to talk about and just kind of gives them some worksheets. And what's on the worksheet, there's three questions. It's as simple as that. The first question I ask is, what are your goals for your website? Remember, your website is a marketing tool, and I have people write that down. What are the goals for your website? Maybe it's more sales. Maybe it's subscribers. Maybe it's just engagement. Whatever it is, figure out what your goals are. The second question follows that. Are these goals being accomplished and why not? It's okay if you don't know. It's okay if you don't know that. So you might need to get input from others, but figure out if those goals are being accomplished. And then third, the question is, what do you need to change on your website to accomplish those goals? And then we include a sheet of common areas that need improvement. And they're all actionable things. So I'm happy to provide that if that's helpful. That said, let me dive into our seven steps. Number one, we shut up and listen. We tend to say that tongue in cheek. We tend to get a couple chuckles out of that. And really, truly, it's actually a little bit of a lie because first we ask a bunch of questions, then we shut up and listen. And what we're trying to do is understand who our client is, understand their offerings, their benefits, and their goals. That's step one, okay? And so translating that to a do-it-yourselfer, know thyself. Ask the right questions. Sit down and write what your offerings out. Write what your offerings are. Write what your benefits are. Write what your goals are. Know what you're trying to accomplish. If you don't plan, you're just not going to get to that end goal. If you don't have a destination, you'll never get there. I've joked, you hop in the car and you want to get to, you want to get to a destination, but if you don't define that destination, you'll never get there. You'll just drive in circles. And so define what that destination is. Number two, we plan for results. We make a plan to communicate the offerings and benefits while accomplishing the goals. Again, you do it yourself, or not much different than what we're doing. You're just sitting down saying, okay, how do I accomplish what I just said I was going to do? What does my design need to look like? What words do I need to say? What pages do I need, right? What kind of features do I need? Do I need a shopping cart? If I'm saying I want to make sales online, oh, but that's one of my goals. I need to have a shopping cart. Plan it out. Sit down and think, what do I need to accomplish these goals? Number three, we direct traffic. Now, what this means is we direct traffic, visitors on the home page or any other page, to the most important pages on the site. All right. One of the things one of the most common mistakes I see is people do not differentiate value of their web pages, of their pages on their website. So there are a few pages that are the most important on your site. Figure out what they are. Once you figure out what they are, now you can do call to actions on the homepage, call to actions on the sidebar, drive people to those pages. Our most valuable pages happen to be our core service pages, the branding, the web design, the digital marketing pages. That's where I want to get people. Because if I can get them there and they can read those pages and they find value, they're going to land on the other pages. They're going to read our portfolio page. They're going to read our About Us page. Our actually most visited page on our website is the About Us page. But it's not my call to action, and it's never the first page they visit because they don't care who I am until I build value. But they always want to know who we are once they find out what we have to offer and what the value is. And so we typically find that traffic patterns on our site go from homepage to one of the service pages to the portfolio page to the About Us page. That's the typical traffic pattern that we see because that's how people think. They want to say, oh, you have value. Can you really do it? They check out the portfolio. Oh, they can. Who are these guys? This is pretty cool. They go and read our About Us page. So that's kind of a picture of understanding what are the most important pages. Drive people there. Do not leave the traffic happening on your website, the traffic paths happening on your website. Do not leave them to chance, right? If you leave them to chance, you're going to get chance results. You're not going to be able to measure that. So absolutely be on purpose with that. Number four. We use them-centric copy. Create solid, benefit-based content that speaks to your target demographic. I actually covered this a little bit earlier, but making sure that we're speaking to the right people, that we're talking about them. What is in it for them? How do we benefit you? Yeah, we need to talk about us and how we fulfill that, but do it in a way that's beneficial to them. You ever been in a restaurant with somebody who all they could do is talk about themselves, and it's just the most boring conversation you've ever had?
Oh, yeah.
But you also have had those conversations with people who are very interesting, right? You have those people that are – they have a great background. They have a lot to offer. And I've talked – and I realized that at the end of the day, we talked about them a lot, but we talked about them in ways that benefited me. They were mentoring me. They were offering advice, and it was engaging. And so you can talk about yourself, talk about your company, your offerings in a way that is engaging. Does that make sense?
It does.
It does.
Great. I'm going to cruise through those last few we have. Are we good on time?
Yes, we are.
Great. I like to leave a little bit of time at the end to chat a little bit. Number five, we convert them. And what we mean by that is we don't just have visitors hitting the website. Ever been to a website where you're like, you know, I really like this. How do I buy it?
And I want to buy it and I can't all the time.
Exactly. I want to buy this. Take my money, but you can't find a way to do it. There's no phone number. There's no way to fill out the – there's no phone – big one I'll find. There's no phone number, and the form that you use to submit your name doesn't work. I've seen that. And so now I was sold, and I couldn't buy. So making sure there's a conversion method. Find ways to convert a visitor into a sale, a lead, a reader, a subscriber, whatever it is. Maybe that's a form, a capture. Maybe that's a online scheduler. We have an online booking system for ours. Maybe that's a sale, a conversion form to purchase. So there's any number of conversion points. Make sure you have them. Make sure they're obvious. Make sure that they are done in a way that your user, your visitor is not going to miss it. Sometimes if your page is really long, you talked about, hey, you know, sometimes you have those really long sales copy pages. Do you recall, if you've done some of those, you'll notice that the typical proper format is to pitch, call to action, buy now, right? Pitch, call to action, buy now, pitch. So those long sales letters, you don't go the whole sales letter and then have one button at the bottom. Typically, you have three or four because it's a long page and you're giving them opportunities to take action. Similar idea. You have to give people the opportunity to take the action when they feel like taking the action in a way that they're comfortable with. So making sure that your conversion does not require a good, you know, 13 fields that include social security number and date of birth. Make it in a way that they're comfortable executing. Conversion is so important. You can get tons of traffic, but you have no conversion point. What was the point? Number six, simplify the navigation. Provide a clear and easy to use navigation system. Have you ever gone to a website and you went, I have no idea how to navigate this thing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I went to one of the, and I won't name the organization. I went to a website recently for a local government organization. They had just dropped $100,000 on a website. And I went and visited the site, and I could not find a way to get off the homepage. I looked, and finally, after I kind of scanned the page three or four times, I found a button in the upper right-hand corner that didn't even look like a button that said menu. And when I clicked on it, this big, huge menu slid out of the page, and it was this big menu. But I'm a web guy, and it took me a couple minutes to find this button. Make it easy to navigate the site. You want people to feel comfortable. You want them to flow through the site. If you make it difficult, if you make it confusing, if you give too many options, you'll lose them. And it limits your ability to control the traffic flow on your website. You know, I have a simple menu on our website. We have about four times as many pages as you see on that menu because those pages are promotions. They're pages specifically linked from other sections. I don't need to have all of them on my navigation if I don't feel it's important for conversion. So therefore, we say simplify the navigation. Number seven, we rock the visuals. And I jokingly say, hey, this step is the last one. It's actually the least important, while still incredibly important to make sure your site is gorgeous, that it conveys your brand, it looks good, and instills confidence. That's the big thing. Why does your site look good? Why is it branded well? You want to instill confidence so that all the other six steps can be effective. And so number seven, we rock the visuals. We're very proud of our work. We've won Addies every single year. Every single year we've been in business, silver and gold Addies. So we're great in the creative, beautiful website building business. But I still tell my clients that is the least important aspect. Even if we weren't as good as we are at creative, the other steps are more important because you've got to be able to do those things. You've got to be able to have the marketing part of it, because what sets us apart, and again, while we have built some beautiful websites, what sets us apart is that marketing focus. And so if I was to say, hey, you know, if you are doing your own website or you're hiring a developer, try to make sure these steps are followed. These can all be done for do-it-yourselfers just as well as they can be done by an agency.
And I really like this list of seven steps here, especially because, well, first of all, it seems like the way that you've laid them out, it's like the most like foundational, or the ones that are like the early on judgment calls are put first. Correct. And then as we get further down the list, it becomes more and more specific and almost like they're like smaller and smaller tasks. And so, and what's cool about that, as opposed to if someone said, well, you need to have good copy or need to have traffic. And like sometimes I've heard of this, these sorts of things laid out in that way where it's like 10 different like buckets to fill. And I'm always like, okay, well, which bucket should I fill first, or what part should I do first, or should I do them all at the same time? And what I like about this is it's a clear step-by-step format, right? Like number one, just to make sure that I have this right. So number one is shut up and listen and know thyself and take the inventory. So that way, you know where you want to go. And then number two is you plan for your results. So you look at the design or the words, or you know what pages you're going to create that way. So like the first step was, you know, like vaguely where you want to go. The second step is, okay, now I need to make these parts of my website to make that happen. Then number three, you direct traffic to those most important parts. And number four, them-centric copy. Number five, now you know based on the them-centric copy what you want to convert at. Now number six, once you have maybe somewhat of a mess of a website, maybe you have some pages there, now you say, okay, based on what I've set up, now here's the navigation to make it easy for someone who's seen the website for the first time. They can get to where they want to get to, so that you avoid that situation like you mentioned where you don't even know how to leave the homepage. Like that's not good. What's easier is now I know where I'm supposed to go. And then once I've simplified navigation, now we can have that visual aspect in there. But I mean, I'm right there with you. Is that the visual? I think that a lot of people, because they see the visual on a website first, for some reason they think that they need to focus on that first, which I guess is sort of fun. They can use their imagination, but it's like, well, what's more important is that you're saying the right things, you have the right traffic, you have the right page. And so I like this a lot. And I like that, especially like I said, where it's not just seven things a website needs to have, a marketing focused website should have, but it's seven steps. And it's like you can check them off as, like you said, if someone goes through them themselves, or if they hire an agency like you to do it, they can easily just go from start to finish there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, cool. So, I mean, it's one thing for us to, you know, talk about theory and talk about steps and stuff like that, but can you walk us through maybe a client of yours that you've had, or some kind of case study where they came to you and they were missing some things, or maybe all these things, and you ran it through this process and you gave them a really kick-ass awesome website?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few examples. I think I'll choose Sorensen Moving and Storage as an example. So Sorensen, they are a moving and storage company. So they are both here locally in Melbourne. They've also expanded out into Orlando, and they have a very strong brand, very, very strong brand, very loyal. They've been in it's actually three generations now. The current owner's father started it, and his son has taken over. And so it's a very rich business, great company culture. You sit down with these guys and you're just like, wow, I want to go out and have drinks with you afterwards. So this is just, you guys are just quality people, right? So they're a great example where they had a website that was just, you know, it just was, it was lackluster visually. It didn't really have what it needed to really convey a strong message. It also did not have a strong call to action. It actually had a form. I believe it was like below the fold. Now defining the fold is if you pull up a website, what you see immediately is above the fold. If you have to scroll down, it's actually a newspaper term of all things. You scroll down, that's below the fold. So you don't want your important things below the fold. They had a form down far below the fold, and it was really long. It was like, I don't know, 12 fields. You had to put your whole address in. You had to put all this stuff just to get a quote. And so it was this really long form. And it told me the story of who Sorensen was and, you know, what set them apart. They've been around in business for so long, et cetera. But it didn't hit you, right? It didn't hit you in the heart. It didn't hit you in what you need. For a website like that. And so we came in, and actually in their case, we did some of their rebrand. We took over their website, all their full marketing, the whole deal. But when we stepped into the website space, we started with that planning. We sat down and said, okay, tell us about what you offer. And we learned that there were so many diverse things that they offered that wasn't communicated on their website. So for example, what they can offer to the consumer is different than what they can offer to military groups. So for example, they do a lot of moving for the military. It's a vertical that we were able to play up and focus on. For example, they have specific realtor programs where they work with realtors to help with people moving in. So there's some things like that that we were able to identify and realize we wanted to make important. We determined what their primary verticals were, and that became our call to actions. That became those initial call to actions on the homepage that we could use to drive people deeper into the site. So that those were some examples of what we found out there. We determined that what are our goals? We want to have more leads coming through the website. We want to educate people a little bit more before they end up in that sales funnel. We want to provide them with good information that we're eventually going to trickle out through an email automation program. So these were some goals we built. Once we did that, we made a plan. We planned out that website. We planned out what the sitemap was going to be. We made sure all the pages were included that we would need. We figured out some of the wording. Sorensen, trusted with moving your world since 19, and forgive me, I forget the date. So there were things that we did. We played off of their strengths. And so by saying, hey, trusted with moving your world, and then we would show pictures of grandma's China, or we would show and so we were playing off of that them-centric aspect. We're playing off of what it moving meant to people. So when we started sending email blasts out, when we started doing the automation, we started doing the blogging, we started writing the copy, we began to appeal to things that mattered to people. And then we said, okay, let's direct traffic. So we figured out these are the call to actions. We're going to direct traffic to these pages. And then from those pages, we're going to convert. So we did a conversion form that was right there on the homepage, because we realized some people, they land on the page, they trust the brand, they already know the brand, they just want to convert. So right there above the fold on the homepage on the right is a conversion form. They can fill it out, nice and short and simple. Boom, they're off to the races. If they scroll down the page, we actually had the form follow them down the page. And so we made sure they had the information that they needed on the internal pages, right, as far as them-centric copy, writing about what it meant to them, and then having a conversion form on the right sidebar that followed them up and down. Again, that's step – we kind of encompassed 3, 4, and 5 all in one there. But you can kind of see how we made this work. We made the navigation really easy to work with, pulled out some pages that weren't necessary, and then we made a design that when they walked in and they saw the design, the son actually said, this blew me away. He said, this exceeded my expectations just about every way from a design perspective. And so we nailed number 7 and rocked the visuals. So this is kind of an example of how we worked with a client on their website. Since then, we've actually begun developing an automation system for them. And so we're actually developing automated follow-up emails for depending on the vertical that they've entered, depending on if they came into the website through a sales call, et cetera. And so we're building out automation for them now based on their goals. That's all based around their marketing goals, their website, their vision, all of those things. And so as we step into that, we launched a pay-per-click campaign for them. And so all of these things tie in to that original 7 steps on the website. We can't have a good marketing automation campaign if we don't get that right. We can't have a good marketing digital marketing campaign and spend money on pay-per-click if we don't have a place to drive them to that's going to convert. They can throw $10,000 at pay-per-clicks and drive them to a crummy website that has no conversion and waste all of their money. And so those are just some things, a good example of a real-life client.
Cool. And there's a lot of interesting things in there. And I'm looking at the Sorensen Moving and Storage website now compared to 3 years ago. And so am I right in that did you come to them in between that time, or were you already with them 3 years ago?
No, we came to them just this year.
Okay, cool. So I was just kind of looking at them now versus them years ago from the Wayback Machine, and I can understand what you're saying in that they previously had a website and they had a lot of good stuff in there, but mm-hmm. I just land on the page and I'm already kind of lost about where to go. And they already had some kind of a form on there, but it asked for maybe one or too many things on that thing, and I wasn't really sure like where I was supposed to go. And I thought, okay, well, even looking at their old navigation, I'm like, well, maybe I can narrow it down to like the top 2 or 3 places I should go. But it's like, but now when I look at the web pages as there, I'm like, okay, I know if I'm going to click on about the company itself or about like relocation or commercial stuff, it's like now I understand what you're saying, where there's still a lot to do on the page. Like I can still get to what I need, but it's not cluttered and it's bigger text, less text, more graphic, it looks more modern. And it sounds like, so like a lot of what I'm hearing from you is that a lot of it is just having that different perspective. And so like maybe they themselves tried to make their webpage and they weren't even really sure like what they were doing. I mean, just to be sort of harsh, right? Like they kind of just added things in there, and you did what we talked about, where you were did things on purpose, and you said, okay, like there's somewhat of a diamond in the rough in there, but you said, well, here's the goal, here's what we're going to build towards.
Absolutely, and that's the big thing. That's why we make that statement: you're awesome what you do. Ready for a website, just as awesome. You're great at moving and storage, but you're not great at web design. Let us step in and let us do that, help you, but let's help pull out what you're great at and communicate that. And that's what marketing is all about. Marketing is that middle step between sales. You know, I'll sit there and I go to the marketing classes at UCF and Eastern Florida State and FIT and get to speak. And I always ask, what is marketing? And I have fun with that, because what is the purpose of marketing? And I get all kinds of answers. I said, the end goal, the one I'm looking for, is sales. We're marketing to achieve a purpose, and typically that's sales. Sometimes it's donations, sometimes it's involvement, whatever else, but typically it's sales. For a business, we're talking about sales. So how can marketing be done to draw out what the strengths are in a business to generate more sales? Because marketing just amplifies the business. If you're not great at what you do, you really don't want to market too much. And so that's really part of that. So it's a huge thing to make sure that, you know, and we sit down and we tell a client, look, there's no judgment here. We know that this isn't what you do, but understand that the way we work, we're very honest. We're very blunt. We're going to tell you that these are the facts. You know, the website should do this. It should do that. And when we set the stage that way, we've never had a client offended by us saying, well, the current site really needs to go away. And we really don't want to keep any of it. And so sometimes that happens. But as long as we establish the fact, look, you brought us in as the experts in this space, we're gonna respect you and honor you and what you do as a business. But we're gonna do that by doing what we do best.
Awesome. And so if someone's listening right now, I mean, how will someone know if they're a good fit for Rock Paper Simple? Like, do they need to have an existing website? Do they need to have a certain budget or be a certain size? Like, how does someone know if listening if they're a good fit for you guys?
Absolutely, absolutely. They don't need to have a website. They don't need to have a presence. They typically have to have some sort of business. They're typically already in revenue. Most of the clients that come to us are already in revenue. They're doing pretty well. They're ready to take it to the next level. Sometimes they have some funding and they're ready to, they want to build it right before they launch into revenue. Typically we tell them, look, come to us expecting to spend somewhere in the $3,000 to $6,000 range. That's your starting space. We have a $3,000 package. That's the bare bones. We have a $6,000 that is pretty much all the bells and whistles. And then there's places in the middle. And then there's the sky's the limit beyond there, as far as what we can do beyond that platform. But they need to come in. They need to kind of have an idea of what they're doing, what they plan to do. Hopefully they already have a brand. We can help with that. If they need a brand developed, brand identity, brand logo, et cetera, we can help with that too. Add about $2,000 or $3,000 more if they're looking to get brand design development, et cetera. That's what that space looks like. A lot of times we say there's no obligation. Schedule a consultation. Let us chat. Let's see if we're a good fit. Normally within a few minutes we know, hey, we're a good fit for you. We aren't. If we're not, we normally have a referral for them. But within a few minutes we know, yeah, it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. I've had plenty of people come to me and say, hey, I had a gentleman who I sold a $3,000 website to, a $2,500 website. Actually, this was a few years back. And we shook hands, we stood up, he was excited, he wanted me to send him the contract. This was at Starbucks. I remember this, it was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember him, he looked at me and said, I'm so excited to get started. I said, great. Out of curiosity, what is your marketing budget? And this was actually before we had evolved into doing these other services. We were just doing websites. And he said, $2,500. And I looked back at him and I said, so you're telling me you have $2,500 to start your business with, to do marketing, and you're going to spend it all on a website. The gentleman did not have a logo. He did not have business cards. He did not have brochures. He did not belong to any chambers of commerce yet. He had no business model yet. And I sat him back down and I said, look, if I took your money right now, I would be putting you out of business before you start. You need to go do these steps first, then come back to me. And that's what happened. And so we're very big on making sure that what we're doing, we're results based. If we don't believe we can execute and create a result for the client, we're not going to work with them. And that's the integrity aspect of what we believe we're here to do. It's one of our core values. But I think a perfect client for us is somebody that says, look, I want to do this right. This isn't my put up a website real quick to get started website. This is a, I want to generate revenue website. Maybe they're looking for the branding part. Maybe they're, hey, we've got a good website. We want the marketing part. Those are great people to work with. The final thing that I say is a great qualifier is be awesome at what you do. Because if you have that, I can draw the rest out of you. If you're not great at what you do, it's hard to market that, because you marketing amplifies what you already have. And so that's those are some big things there. But thank you so much for asking that.
No problem. And fair enough. And all that advice seems like one of those things that's is pretty common sense, but is still so important, right? That okay, absolutely. If someone only has $2,500 for their budget entirely, they shouldn't be blowing it all on a website. But if they have an existing business, if they're in revenue, like you said, then they definitely should come to you to amp up their website and their marketing, especially because it's only a few thousand dollars. So where can someone go to find out about that, to find out about the consultation and that worksheet there you mentioned earlier too?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would say just pop over to rockpapersimple.com. You can find all kinds of great information over there. The worksheet is actually brand new, so it's not on the website yet. It's going to be available here in the next week. If they would like to just pop on the Contact Us page and send me a message and say, hey, Josh, I would really like to have that worksheet, I will email that to them right away. In the meantime, like I said, another week or so, that'll be up on the site. We just redesigned the worksheet for this event tomorrow. It just happened to be this conversation. I had it sitting on my desk next to me. I said, oh, this is great. But they can get it that way. On the website, they can fill out a form and request a consultation. They even click a scheduler button and schedule it right in our calendars. Super easy to go from there. And like I said, I'd be happy to chat with anybody if they're looking for a little bit of advice or whatnot. We even have some great website audit packages available. $500, we do a full website audit on the website. It's the last one that did, he got 4 pages of edits, page by page. Here's what we think you should do. No obligation to use us to do it. And if they do hire us to rebuild the site, we give them the $500 in credit back 100%.
Awesome. That sounds like a cool deal. And so rockpapersimple.com is the place to get all of that. And I mean, thanks for showing up today, Josh, because I think that, I don't know, like all this website creation stuff, it seems like it either falls on one of the two extremes, right? Either someone just talks about theory and talks about, oh, well, you should have a good customer experience. And I say, well, I don't really know quite what that means. Or the other extreme is they get into, you know, talking about mobile responsive stuff and CSS right. And child themes. And so this is great because it kind of has the best of both worlds, right? It has the CEO level, the 10,000 foot view, the strategy, but then there's also those 7 steps so that someone can easily see if they're doing okay, doing great, if they need help. And then if they their website isn't what it should be, then they can go through this process or at least look at what the steps would be to, you know, take their website from maybe closer to the brochure, which is what we don't want, into having a marketing focused website. And they can either do it themselves, or if they want to just throw a couple $1,000 at the problem and have it taken care of, then they can go to you guys at Rock Paper Simple. So thanks so much for showing up today and sharing your marketing insight and sharing all these unique perspectives about what people need to do with their website. So thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Aren't WordPress sites great? You can click a button and create your site. No FTP, coding, or designing required. Want to change the look and feel of your site? Click a button. Want to add plugins for better search rankings, faster load times, custom CSS, headers and footers, added security, pop-ups, email capture, and more? But there is a problem. WordPress sites go out of date. WordPress plugins go out of date. Do you remember your passwords for every site? Do you remember where all your sites are? Do you have time to log in to each and every site to update? I didn't think so. There's a better way, and it's called Website Remote. Website Remote is the tool you'll use to monitor all your sites, click a single button to update everything, and log in to any of your sites without a password. Get started with your 99-cent trial right now at websiteremote.com/trial.